Hi guys, I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.
Tonight, I want to talk to you about why you should commit to yourself. Now, this is important. Now, the reason this is important, because if you commit to yourself, a few things will happen immediately, okay? I want to teach you how to commit to yourself, but the moment you decide to commit to yourself, four things will happen to you immediately. I'm going to list the four things immediately, and then I'm going to tell you how to do it, but I'm going to pose a difficult question for you about how you should commit to yourself. Thing number one that will happen when you put you first, you'll start eating healthier. Look at that. I lost my whole audience right there. Okay, you know, somebody's out there right now, you just got your meal preps, and you was like, you know what, I thought you were going to help me. I don't want to eat healthy. No, you got to eat healthy, okay? The reason why, listen, that makes no sense to get money and die early, okay? Makes no sense to find the love of your life and only be married for a year because you died. That makes no sense. It makes no sense to suffer through all these sorry men out here, find the good one, and then get diabetes. That just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. When you commit to yourself, you love yourself enough to eat at a better quality of you. Does that make sense? Now, watch this here. By committing to yourself, it also, it'll change your tax bracket. Because guess what? There is a direct line, a direct correlation between poverty and unhealthy food. Because if you don't have money, you can't buy the things that would prolong your life. Have you ever wondered why these rich people keep living for a long time? It's because they don't eat at McDonald's. Now, McDonald's, if you listen to stuff, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead and sponsor me for $1 million. Well, your sweet tea is awesome. The rest of your stuff is, you know, you got to stop that, right? Either way, okay, you have to be able to eat better, but the only way you ever eat better is when you commit to you. Because if you don't understand it, I'll give it to you straight up. Your self-esteem will determine what you put inside your body. You have a smoking problem, a drinking problem, because how you eat is how you feel about you. Okay, so the moment you commit to yourself is the exact moment you will start to treat your body better. Here's the second thing that will happen immediately. Now everybody should listen. Now, if you get ready to check out, if you really get ready to log off, just hear this one point here, and then you can log off now, okay? But for the rest of us, we're going to learn how to actually do this stuff here, okay? Number two, that happened immediately. You will attract better relationships and have better sex. Look, you go ahead and say it out loud. He said, amen, right? No, seriously. Committing to yourself will attract better relationships and also give you better sex, okay? Now, I'll explain why. Because you date to the level of your self-esteem. Listen to me. When you put you first, okay? When you put you first, you will attract someone that will always put you first. Okay? Now put those, make sure you put those on the live feed for me. Make sure y'all come in on live feed. Okay? You get what I'm saying? When you put you first, you will then attract people who put you first. Have you ever dated someone that had you after their mother, their children, their job, their dreams, their health, their church, their pastor, and then decided, yeah, okay, now it's time for me and you? See, that's because that person knows you don't put you first, so why would I put you first? When you commit to you, you literally attract people who will commit to you. When you also commit to you, you'll eat better, you'll start exercising, you will literally become better, and you will literally have better sex. Healthier people have better sex lives. Can go longer, faster, stronger. Okay? This is a grown folk coaching call. I came here to make you win. I did not come here to play with you. You understand what I'm saying? All right. Number three that happens, okay? When you, and this is very important, when you commit to yourself, you increase your confidence and chase your own dreams. Hashtag plant better. When you commit to yourself, you literally increase your confidence and chase your own dream. Now, I just said two things. I'm going to bring them back up in a little bit, okay? But let me tell you why. When you commit to you, when you say you are the most important thing that has ever happened on planet Earth, when you say, my name is Marissa, and I'm the greatest Marissa to ever live. Nobody else is Marissa inside of my skin. When you commit to you, you literally have enough confidence to take the risk you never would have took before. And when you do that, you literally say, my dreams are worth more than yours. I'm not knocking your dreams, but no longer will you have me working for you and I get too tired to work for me. Hashtag plant better. Okay, number four, when you commit to you, you will be happy, and happy people are bulletproof. Y'all gonna catch this today. Listen to what I just said. When you commit to you, you become happy, and happy people are bulletproof. Have you ever had a birthday before? Of course, everybody went, yeah, of course I had a birthday. Now, ask yourself this question. How many of you woke up on your birthday and decided, ain't nothing going to bother me today? Come on, come on, help me out. You understand? I'll be beepity, beep, beep, beep. These bleeps, bleeps, bleeps going to bother me today. Today my birthday. And I expect everybody to give me money. Uh-oh, don't miss it. I'm walking you somewhere. I expect everybody to give me money. I expect you to treat me better. And I expect for the red carpet to be laid out for me. When you commit to yourself, every doggone day is your birthday. Why did you wake up this morning not expecting for someone to treat you at your worst? Why do you wait 364 days just to wake up with the expectancy to have a good day? Every day is your birthday. Now watch it. And every day, somebody ought to be handing you money. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I clap all by myself. Don't even worry about it. Right? You understand what I'm saying? When you wake up in the morning on your birthday, you say, somebody is going to call me and somebody will give me some money today.
Okay.
Now, you don't feel bad about that on your birthday. So why do you feel bad about it on Tuesday? They owe you. You are valuable. Provide a service and get paid for what you do. Go to your boss and know that you deserve more than $9 an hour. I'm trying to help somebody. So when you're happy, you're bulletproof. What does that mean? That means that when you happy, none of this irrelevant stuff around you can mess up your mood. How many people out there, and people calling right now all over the country. I don't even know how many people are watching on Facebook Live, right? I don't even know how many people are watching on this feed, but I do know I got you in front of me and I can see a few names there. Ask yourself, how many of you are tired of irrelevant things popping up into your reality? Now, as life goes, when you commit to you, you let irrelevant stuff pass you up. I'll give you an example. Here's a great example for you. Right now, if you're in any part of the Western Hemisphere, the moon is out. That did not bother you, nor did it bother you that I told you that the moon is out. You are fully aware that the moon is out, but you decided the energy of that moon ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm not a farmer, and I'm not outside, and I don't need the light. I'm trying to do whatever it is I'm trying to do. I'm binge-watching Netflix. I'm doing whatever. You understand what I'm saying? What I'm trying to tell you is the moon is trying to get your attention. You said, moon, I ain't got time for you. Would you start treating people like that? Oh, somebody missed it. They missed all that. Will you start treating toxic people like the moon that you ain't got time for? Unless you're a farmer and you need to depend on the tide. Ain't no sense in you giving energy to things that don't need your energy. If it does not serve you, let it go. Don't worry about it. I'll open it up. We'll talk about it in a little bit. Okay? Does that make sense? Those are the four things that will immediately happen the moment you commit to yourself. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you six different ways of how to commit to yourself. Now, listen, I have the title of motivational speaker and lots of crazy people, or I'm grateful people I'm grateful for. I'll call me the greatest, what is it, motivational speaker in Texas. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Keep doing that. I appreciate you. However, I'm a transformational speaker. I ain't come here to just make you happy. I came here to give you the tools to win. There is enough abundance out here for everybody to win. Does that make sense? Here are six ways to commit to yourself. Let me know when you're ready, because number one is a doozy. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? No, you ready? Stop people pleasing. That's number one. Oh, no, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about it. We got to talk about it. Stop people pleasing. Stop people pleasing. Right now, if you're on Facebook Live, if you're out there, you're on the phone, text somebody right. Well, I'm not. Text somebody. The phone lines may be full by now because I had a record breaking. But you can invite somebody out there, okay? You can invite somebody out there right now. Go invite somebody because they need to hear that they need to stop people pleasing. Listen to me. You cannot commit to you and people at the same time. You cannot commit to you and people at the same time. Now watch it, because I'm about to contradict that, but it's not a contradiction. I'm about to feel it. The only way to actually make money is to provide a service for people. But you would never be able to provide a service for them unless you commit to you. I'll break it down. Until you commit to you first, you cannot be a servant to anyone else. I am not telling you not to commit to people. I'm telling you, until you love you, you can't love anyone. I get it. I understand. Some of you, especially if you are strong in your faith, you thought that I just said, don't commit to people. That's not what I said. I said you can't commit to them and you at the same time. You have to commit to you first. And then you can always be committed to them. Okay, if that doesn't make sense to you, if thou hast disagreed, let me speak the Christian language. In order for Jesus, okay, to have committed to the world and the world's sins, he had to first know who the heck he was. And now y'all gonna follow me on this place in this day. You want? Let me tell you, Jesus. Okay, if you Christian, okay, Jesus did not get on the cross and then say, you know what? I think I'm gonna start loving me now. That is not the way that happened. Because let me tell you, before he ever came here, he was a king rolling around in prosperity. And he gave all that up for poverty that he didn't deserve, that other people made him go through. If you don't love yourself, how can you put on other people's problems? Did I make this plain? I'm just trying to help you. I'm not telling you not to lead like Jesus. I'm not telling you not to be a servant leader. I'm telling you until you serve yourself, you can't serve nobody. Okay, I still lost some folk, not y'all. But no, I get it, but you know, you got the naysayers. They tell you all the time, the popular saying, airplane going down, put the mask on you, and then take care of other people. Listen, how can you help me dead? I mean, honestly, how can you help me dead? How can you get your mom out of poverty and you in poverty? If you really want to get me out of poverty, you get out of poverty and then come back and help me. But if I still got a poverty mind, you better leave me behind and then help me from a distance. Do you understand? You can't help people out of poverty until you get out of poverty. You understand what I'm saying? You gotta stop people pleasing. People pleasing is the fastest way to depression. I didn't say stop pleasing people. I said stop people pleasing. Those are two totally different things. I am retired or whatever I am because I please people. But let me tell you something. You can get on here right now and cuss me smooth out. And if I didn't offend you, if I didn't attack you, and if my motives are correct, you're not making me lose sleep tonight. Because my life does not evolve around your opinion of me. And you will never be able to be free in your own life when you're slaves to other people's opinions. Somebody please. She said it again. You'll never be free of your own life, in your own life, when you're a slave to other people's opinions. This is important. Some of you right now are not in the careers that you wanted to be because your mama told you go to this one. Some of you right now are dating the person your mama wants you to date. Oh, wow. I'm just saying, stop pleasing people. This is your life. Stop pleasing people. Make sense? So you know what that also means? Stop being scared of people's disapproval of your actions. Mm. Come on, somebody help me out in this place. Let me tell you something. If you out there doing a great job with your life and they mad at you because you're doing a great job with your life, that is somebody that does not deserve too much time in your life. Okay, let me say it this way. If you are not hurting anyone and you're not violating any moral standard, but they think you ought to be doing something and they disapprove and look down upon you and you're doing everything that your religion would approve of, but they still got a problem with your action, you need to let that person go. A friend of mine literally told me, why are you hanging around folk that are mad at you in the middle of your celebration?
Come on.
Do you mind if I say that to you?
Come on, coach.
Why are y'all hanging around people that are literally angry with you for your celebration? Can I quote that great philosopher, Cat Williams, who said in one of his comedy shows that people will buy a Chrysler 300 and then you roll up on them in the Bentley and then they'll look at you like you made a mistake. No, we can't do that. Okay? Listen, some people will never, ever, 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 ever like you, and that's okay. Never. No, seriously. Some people would never like you, but since you have a fear of being unliked, you spend all your energy trying to get someone unworthy of you to like you, and you have no more energy for your dreams. Do you understand what I'm saying? It makes no sense for you to spend your good energy on people who intend for you to have a bad life. Some of the people you date enjoy seeing you in tears. They feel powerful every time you cry. They literally, have you ever dated somebody like that? They literally feel powerful every time you cry. And you know it, because when you say, I'm sorry, they say, you ain't sorry. And they continue to let you have it. And the only way that they tell you they love you is when they're having sex with you. Now, we're going to be real tonight, because I got to help you. Because until you commit to you, you will keep trapping yourself in situations. The people will only love you when you're on your back. Until you commit to you, you're going to keep. Listen, every last one of your family members ain't your family. You can literally be siblings and not friends. Then that's the problem. You don't want to address it, but you got to address it, because until you commit to you, I can always make you commit to what I want you to. See, they missed it. Until you commit to you, I can always make you commit to what I want you to do. And as long as you're doing what I want you to do, watch it, I will never let you do something that makes you better than me. Think about that. If my attitude is you need to do what I always want you to do, my attitude also tells you my motives. That means I'm never going to tell you to do something that makes you better than me. Does that make sense? The moment that you begin to realize that there's listen, if your motives are correct, and you're doing the best you can, and if you're religious and you've achieved salvation in that religion, okay, why are you changing for people who don't even like themselves? Stop people pleasing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, some of you right now are pleasing people who are doing nothing with their lives. They look like they got it together, but all their money is spent on looking like they got it together. And so you literally are paralyzed in your potential because somebody has a problem with you shining. Don't you ever turn down the volume of your shine because other people can't stand to hear your success. Don't you ever turn down the volume of your shine because other people cannot stand to hear your success. I'm trying to help you in this place. Let me tell you, because some of the folk in your life get angry every time somebody tells them how good you're doing. And these are the people you're trying to please. And the reason you can't commit to you is because you're committed to impressing them. Am I making sense in this place? The reason why you are committed to impressing them is because you're not committed to you. If you don't commit to you right now, I can come up on you and get you to commit to something that I want you to do. Last thing, I'll make this make sense for everybody. Think about you having a child. Now make your child, boy or girl, think about it. Now watch this here. Your only job as a parent is to make sure your child don't die before you, if you can control it. And here's what's important, that your child is not impressed by what some other child has. Mm. I'm trying to help somebody. If you got a little girl, by the time she gets 17, you do not need to have your daughter impressed by what some boy got. Hashtag plant better. Number two. Tough one. Everything's your fault. In order for you to commit to yourself, You must be willing to admit that everything is your fault. Listen, listen to me very well. This is important. See, when you admit that everything's your fault, it is the first step to consciousness. And you start to look at things in an objective manner. Okay? Listen to me. It is the first step to consciousness. When you admit it's your fault, you can now account for the thing that's plaguing you. When you account for something, you can control it. Watch this here. I have now accounted for this cup inside your camera view. I can now control if I want this cup inside your camera view. Matter of fact, since I can account for it, I can control the chemical and molecular properties of this cup. Don't miss me. If you're over the phone, just follow. If I want this cup to be mostly gas and go back to being most and go back to being empty space as we can see it with our invisible eye, I break the cup and I put it under intense heat. And the cup is no longer this. All the empty space in the atoms gets evaporated into wherever it goes, and then I control the chemical properties of the cup. I literally changed the cup from being a solid into a gas because I account for the fact that I control it. When you account for something, you can control it. Now that went over some heads. Let me say it simple. When you can hold it in your hand and look at it, you can control it in your mind and get something else. Does that make sense? Anything you can account for, you can control. If you have anger problems, if you admit that your anger problems are your fault, you can say, now, why does he make me angry? And then when you address why he makes me angry, then now you say, oh, okay, so the problem is this. And when you let go of that problem in you, he can no longer make you angry. Hashtag plant better. No one can make you do anything but you. Something I say all the time, and I'm going to say it again, and as long as you follow me, as long as you hear me, I'll say it again and again and again and again and again. Your body has never taken you where your mind has not told it to go. First, right? You understand? Listen, you quit your job in your mind before you ever quit it out loud. You broke up with your boyfriend or girlfriend in your mind before you ever did it in the physical reality. You cooked that steak that tasted so good in your mind before you ever did it. You understand? If you have a degree, you graduated in your mind before your feet ever walked down that stage. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nobody can make you do anything, but your mind and your feet will never, ever, ever take you. Your feet will never, ever take you where your mind has not already been. Listen, your feet can never take your body where your mind has not already been. Take responsibility. You are anchored. Watch it. When you take responsibility, when you say everything's your fault, one thing happens, and it's the only thing that ever means anything. You can control your riches. You can control your wealth. You can control everything. When you take responsibility, it means you're in complete control of the results you create in your outside world. When you take full responsibility, you can literally create a different reality. What you hold up here, you'll hold right here. That'll never change. Your thoughts become things that will never, ever change. No matter how much you disagree with me, it's quantum physics. Number three. Sorry in advance. You don't have commitment issues. Number three is realizing you do not have commitment issues. Watch it. You don't have commitment issues. Write that down. You got it? Now, everybody in this room, everybody over the phone, everybody in that feed, everybody in this feed, listen to me. You're all committed right now. All of you are committed. Most of you are just committed to poverty. Nobody in here is not committed to something. Everybody in here, everybody listen to me, you're either committed to prosperity or you're committed to poverty. The problem is the road to poverty and the road to prosperity are two different roads, and they don't go in the same place to the same direction. They do not. They do not go to the same place, and they don't travel down the same direction. You're either committed to prosperity or you're committed to poverty. Here's how you know if you're committed to poverty. If you don't feel good and if you have bad harvests, you are committed to poverty. No matter what you want to say. So let me help you out. I'm going to give you 31 causes of failure. Okay? Everybody here is committed to something. I'm going to teach you how not to be committed to failure by showing you the causes of failure. This is worth every bit of the this is all of it, right? So if you're watching on Facebook Live, worry not. I'm going to have my staff copy. Well, I'm going to give you 30 things. I'm going to have my staff copy and paste to you the 30 things so you can just follow along, okay? But watch. Somebody copy and paste, put that on there. Listen, 31 causes of failure are as follows. Unfavorable hereditary background. Yes. This is the only cause of failure on my list that you cannot control. It's the only one. Everything after this, you have no excuses. Everything after this, you have no excuses. If you're born with some hereditary condition, a hole in your heart, and it won't let you be an Olympic athlete, that makes sense. You're born with no arms and no legs. That makes sense. Does not mean you still cannot be successful. One of the most motivational speakers in the world has no arms and no legs. You can Google him right now. Okay? You can Google him right now. Now, 31 causes of failure. Number one is unfavorable hereditary background. Here's number two. Lack of a well-defined purpose. Now, I'm drawing all these from Think and Grow Rich because I read this book twice a year. Here's what you need to understand. Lack of well-defined purpose. If you don't know where you're going, you will float around in other people's purposes. Lord have mercy. If you don't know where you're going, you will float around in other people's purposes. Did y'all put this on the live feed? You studying one? It's 30. Okay? Did y'all put all of them? No, you can put all of them there. Put all of them at one time. Number three. Lack of ambition is a killer. Fellas, do you mind if I talk to you right now for a second? Women are turned off by men that have no ambition. I wish I had somebody in this place. Women are turned off by women. Can you agree with me or disagree with me here? Women do not like men with no ambition. That is a turnoff. That is a major turnoff. I'm done with it. I don't want to start no fights up in here. Yes, ma'am. Number two, I said if you don't know where you're going, you will find yourself trapped in other people's purposes. Okay. Number four, insufficient education. Now, that doesn't mean college. College is not the only way to get educated. As a matter of fact, the people who created the iPhone, made the personal computer popular, they ain't got college degrees. Neither does Zuck, and you on Facebook looking at me right now. Okay, point is, education doesn't necessarily mean college. But the moment you get arrogant and stop letting new information in, you're broke. Arrogant people are poor. And if you are poor in finances, you're arrogant in the area of finances. Listen to me. Listen to me well. If you don't have money, it's because you're arrogant in the matters of making money. Make sense? You can literally, you can go to YouTube right now and type in how to anything and start educating yourself. Makes no more sense. You live in the greatest time that has ever been an opportunity to live. Makes no sense that you won't do this. Make sense? When I was younger, I ran for the Central Middle School track team, and I really wanted to be a sprinter. I really, really wanted to be a sprinter. But I wasn't as fast as the other sprinters. I was very fast, but I wasn't blazing fast. So I had great agility, and the coach there put me in hurdles. He figured he would turn a sprinter into a hurdler, and if that would happen, I would dominate. I had to teach myself dexterity and hand-eye coordination that I never had before, and I had to teach myself how to not run so wild, and I had to teach myself when I jumped over a hurdle, 1, 2, 3, and I need to be jumping over another hurdle. I had to teach myself form when I wanted to be free. But when I taught myself form, when I did that, not only did I go undefeated in eighth grade, I was immediately recruited by Ball High, Galveston Ball High, to varsity track as a freshman because I put a new skill on top of my talent. What's the point? If you don't learn a new form, you don't get to dominate. And if you dominate and put skill on an area that you're good in, you will literally dominate. Don't compete. Dominate. Nobody knows the number 6 tennis player in the world. And you can barely remember who lost the Super Bowl last year or the championship. Who's the number 2017 ranked in the NBA? You don't know because they didn't dominate. You want to be forgotten? Be average. Number 6, ill health. Yeah. Don't take care of your body? Be poor. Number 7, having a bad childhood. Now, if you don't change your perception early, you'll have a bad childhood. I mean, when you have a bad childhood, you can get the whole victim mentality and grow up and be a victim. If you don't understand that thought process, date a man with a victim mentality and you will understand. Number 8, procrastination. Number 9, lack of persistence. Number 10, negative personality. Number 11, lack of control of sexual urges. If you can't control it, it will control you. Some of y'all keep getting fired because you can't keep it in your pants. And they can't trust you with big stuff because you keep trying to do other stuff. Many of people have lost privileged positions because they couldn't control their sexual urges. And that's in every profession, from clergy to government. This is just facts. This is just facts. And listen, don't try to hide it. Beat it. Because if you're not careful, somebody will take a picture of you and just hold it for you. And you try to run for president, and then there they go. They're coming out the woodworks, selling your picture to TMZ for $1 million because they broke. Make sense? All right. So just for the people on the phone call, I will list them now. Lack of well-defined power of decision, one or more the 6 basic fears, wrong selection of a mate in marriage is number 15. Be very careful of how you choose your mate. Your mate will determine your altitude. That's not to be offensive to anybody. Again, I told you this is drawn from Think and Grow Rich in this particular section, but Successful people, they know what they're doing. Okay, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Over-caution, getting ready to get ready. Okay? And so on and so on and so on. I will provide a list for you. If you're on the phone call, join us on the podcast, and the full list will be there for you, and you will be able to get this here. Number four, very important, learn how to say no more often. I'm trying to help you. If you really want to be wealthy, rich, whatever, if you want to win, you should be saying no 90% of the time. Now, see, watch it. If you thought that was rude, I can literally guess your income. If you think saying no is rude, I can literally guess your income. I'll be off just by a few thousand dollars. Why do you need to say no? It's not rude to put you first. If you don't put you first, you teach your children not to put them first. Listen to me. If you don't put you first, you teach your children to be bullied in school. You teach your children to get in abusive relationships. You teach your children to buy shiny and flashy things. You're literally teaching your children poverty if you don't teach it. Your children will not live what you have told them. They will live what you have showed them. That'll never change. Say no. It is very important that you say no and you say no often. Why? I say it 90% of the time. Why? Very simple. If you don't say no, then you're saying yes. And if you're saying yes to people who are not serving you in your dreams, you're at the same time saying, no, I won't work on my dreams right now. Some of you haven't worked on your dreams all of 2017. Some of you are in positions of ministry, positions of jobs, relationships that you don't want to be in, but you're only there because you won't say no. Because you have decided, now please write this down, their comfort is more important than my dreams. When you don't say no, you are literally deciding that their comfort is more important than my dreams. And let me just tell you something. I'm not willing to be in poverty because you want me to be comfortable there. Mm-hmm. Number five. Number five, okay? You cannot be ungrateful and committed to poverty. You got to choose one. You got to choose one. You going to choose ungratefulness or, poverty. You cannot be ungrateful and committed to prosperity. That would explain why you made the look. Yeah, that's what I meant to say, okay? You cannot be ungrateful and committed to prosperity. Choose one. If you're not prosperous, you're ungrateful. I need to make this work make sense for you. Listen to me. If you don't have what you want, you lack in gratefulness. All of your blessings or the things that serve you flow through your gratitude. How you feel on the inside will determine what you get on the outside. Now, I'm not just talking metaphysics. I'm not just talking naming and claiming it. I'm not warping you from the Bible if you're religious. I ain't doing none of that. But I am telling you facts. The fact is, if you're happy, people will work with you and promote you. Your attitude will get you places your talent would never be able to get you. People will literally approve you. People will see you 20 points below the credit of needed to buy a house. And they say, but you're just so nice. You know, you just, you know, something about you. I can't really explain. Something about you. Don't tell nobody I'm doing this, but I really liked you. Your attitude will literally get you places that you cannot be. Now watch it. I got to talk to my religious folks just for a second. I say this with respect. You can't be both poor and righteous. I say this with respect. You cannot be both poor and righteous. Okay? Listen, I'm not telling you serve money. That's I'm not you do as you want. You can disagree with me all you want to. That's up to you. I'm telling you, you do your entity of choice no good saying how good that entity is, but you broke all the time. The reason why you can't change your situation, because you broke. Okay, that don't make sense. I got you. I'll take care of you. Just heard it in the nice little book you was just reading. You say, well, I like to travel the country. Money don't mean everything. I want to travel. Okay. Does it cost money to travel? Yes. Well, I just want to be healthy. Okay. Does it cost money to be healthy? Yes. There's no such thing as a poor righteous teacher. That was Jesus' job. You can get that out of you. And he had an economy. Makes no sense that you broke on the side of the road all the time with your vehicle broke down, but telling people, buy my network marketing product. They're not going to do it. They won't do it because you don't believe that you're going to be successful. And then you bought a little network marketing car magnet and you put it on a car that says, I'm poor. I'm not saying buy nice cars. I'm saying the paint should be on it. I'm just saying you shouldn't need a jump every time you start it. I ain't talking about nobody. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. I'm trying to help you. You listen, because if you're not careful, people, belief systems will tell you if you want to be a good person, be poor. And let me tell you something. Let me free you. Good people do great things when they have money. You understand? Good people do good things when they have money. You know how many homeless showed up because good people ran into some money? You know how many battered women are getting help because good people have money and created safe places? Yeah. Good people do good things when they have money. Make sense? I see somebody say paint Job, right? Listen, do whatever it is you got to do with your life. What I'm trying to tell you is if you are poor all the time, you cannot be prosperous. Prosperity is all areas. What does that mean? I mean, you can't have money in bad relationships. That means you can't be well respected, but your family don't like you. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? But seriously, you can't have a job that respects. You can't have a job that demands respect, but you are disrespectful. You can't do it. You can't be a mean cop or a rude pastor. Oh, I'm going to talk. This is my phone call. I do what I want. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to get both sides. You understand what I'm saying? You can't be a poor banker. Literally, if you have bad credit, if you check your credit when you start banking, let your credit slip up. They will literally fire you because you are now at risk for stealing. Now, you don't have a problem when the bank tell you I got to let you go for being broke. But you have a problem with me telling you you shouldn't be broke. You have a right to to be in prosperity. I'm not telling you you deserve $1 billion, but if you think you do, go get it. The reason why some of you are so poor is because you keep discounting everything you sell.
Yeah.
Watch it. We sell everything. You sell your products, you discount them. You sell your services, you discount them. You sell your church, you discount it. You sell yourself to the person you're trying to date, you discount you. So instead of holding out for 90 days, the 90-day rule, you giving it up in 90 seconds.
Oh, you know what?
You have to be able to stop giving discounts every chance that you get. Does that make sense? All right, so you cannot commit to being mean and hateful and ungratefulness and expect to be in poverty. I mean, expect to be in prosperity. You can't have both. Last one. Number 6. Commit to good emotions. Okay? Commit to good emotions. I'm going to list you 6 positive emotions. The major 6 positive emotions. Like literally, I'm going to list to you the major 6 positive emotions. I'm going to list to you the major 6 negative emotions, okay? Now, this is science. Positive. Number 1, desire. Faith. Love. Sex. Enthusiasm. Romance. Hope. Those are your 6. Okay? Desire, faith, love, sex, enthusiasm, romance, hope. That's 7. Excuse me. 7. I said 6. I meant 7. Don't judge me. 7. You know what I'm saying? Okay? We got it. Also, you can put it in. You can put it in. You can put it on the mobile app. Whatever you call this. You can put it on there if you want to so the people can see it. Okay? Now, Facebook Live. Thank you. Here are the 7 major negative emotions. Listen, these are universal. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Jew, Gentile, purple, Haitian, alien, whatever, right? It doesn't matter. Whatever you are, these are things. These are universal, okay? Negative emotion, number 1, fear. It's probably the worst. 2nd worst, jealousy. Hatred. Revenge, greed, superstition, anger. Okay? Okay? Fear, jealousy, hatred, revenge, greed, superstition, anger. Got them? Now, we just discovered earlier, because y'all asked me a question, my staff asked me a question. How does greed and poverty come from the same mindset? I'll explain to you. They both are a spirit of lack or a sense of lack. Which one you need? I'll repeat it. A lack, okay? So check this out. If you are greedy, you think there's not enough. So you hoard what you have, protect what you have, and you cut people off because it's not enough. It's lack. And nothing good comes from greed. If you're in poverty, you lack. And so nothing good comes from poverty. Okay? Now watch it. If you're greedy, this is lack. Okay? Greedy, lack. Greedy, lack. That means you think it's not enough, so you cut people off from what is rightfully theirs, which is abundance. Okay? Does this make sense? Because I see some wild faces going on, right? Good, good. Everybody gets it. You get it. I get it. We get it. Okay? Okay. Stick with the good emotions. I identify the bad so you can know what they are. Now listen to me because we're taking it home. You do not fix the bad by focusing on the bad. That's a super simple concept that none of you follow. You don't fix your relationship problems by fixing the problems. You add in peace. You don't clean muddy water by taking the mud out the water. You pour in clean water. Focus on the good emotions. Let me liberate you. Let me liberate your entire life. Focus on the good emotions. T.D. Jakes says, if you chase after your dreams, you automatically distance yourself from your past. When I was younger, I was literally homeless on 45th and about Mechanic in Galveston, Texas. True story. It's all verifiable. And I used to sleep in this dumpster by what used to be the Golden Globe building, if you're old enough to remember the 80s. And I used to look out, and I used to look at planes, and I would say, you know what? I wish I was on that plane and not in this trash can. Now listen to my next words. I hated where I was, but I loved those planes more than I hated where I was. Listen to me. I'm going somewhere. I hated where I was, but I let that go, and I focused on where I wanted to go. Today, I have a passport. Way yesterday, I couldn't even afford to get out of a trash can. Today, I can afford to go to all 55 continents. It's not 55 continents. I'm just trying to make sure that you're paying attention. Listen. Focus on your dreams. You will never get out the trash can of your life being mad at the trash can in your life. Wow. If you want to get out the trash can, you have to focus on the plane. If you're in the trash can, your mind went there first. So if you want out the trash can, focus on the plane. When you focus on the plane, your mind will go 30,000 feet. When your mind goes 30,000 feet, your body now has the path to follow. Some of you are not committed to yourself, and you're in poverty because you're afraid of turbulence. How can you fly being afraid of turbulence? My name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr. I cannot tell you what to do with your life. What I can tell you is you can change the quality of your life if you literally change the quality of your seeds. You deserve a better life, because you were born to have one. It's not difficult. It takes no talent. All you have to do is plant better. Reach us out on the Brick by Brick Motivational Podcast, number one right now. We love you guys. Check us, Stitcher, Podomatic. Be back here next Sunday, 8:30, ATS Junior Company. Catch us out. Everything coming soon. Thank you for coming out. God bless you, and good night.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
That's right, guys. Audible is my most favorite book listening platform. There are some others out there, but I only listen to Audible. I personally have over 200 books in my library. Audible content includes unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more for leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, you name it, Audible has it, so go get it. Audible.com/brickbybrick.
Hi guys, I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.